More than 300 newspapers are publishing editorials today challenging President Trump's assertion that journalists are the enemy of the people. The Boston Globe launched the initiative. It wanted newspapers throughout the country to respond to the president's representation of journalists' roles in society. Judy Meyer is executive editor of the Sun Journal, Kennebec Journal, and Morning Sentinel.
Collectively across this country, journalists need to stand up and speak for themselves and for the people that they represent through their work. So we're happy to do that. We think it's important.
The Bangor Daily News also participated. Its editorial page editor, Susan Young, says journalists serve the public by holding officials in power accountable.
Without some of the reporting we've done recently, we wouldn't know that the Maine Department of Health and Human Services has misspent over $13 million in TANF funds, or that the public health nursing ranks have been decimated, and despite bills requiring that he do so, the governor has not allowed the department to hire more nurses.
Greg Kesich of the Portland Press-Herald says Governor LePage's response to the media mirrors President Trump's approach.
I think that's kind of par for the course. If you've been a journalist and you cover politics, the people you write about often are not happy with what you said, because you don't just take their point of view.
Kesich says the president's approach can diminish the impact of a free press,
which might serve his interests in the very short term, but it's not good for the country, because we really need a free and independent press to be able to check and verify information that comes out of the government. And I think that's what why you're seeing this national response in these editorial boards is, what are we going to do? How do we preserve this key piece of our democracy?
Kesich's paper, the Portland Press-Herald, and the other Maine papers joined with some of the nation's largest, including the New York Times, the Dallas Morning News, the Denver Post, and the Chicago Sun-Times, who in print today are challenging the president's assertion that mainstream journalists are producing fake news.